Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Governor Jerry Brown from California signed the bill increasing the legal age to buy tobacco in California to 21, as well as four other tobacco-related measures regulating e-cigarettes and smoking in the workplace. Supporters of this age change says it's intended to deter adolescents from the harmful, sometimes fatal effects of nicotine addiction. We all know that if kids want cigarettes, they're going to get them. But now if the age is 21, which I personally think they should do countrywide, I do not think it should be 18. I've never thought it should be 18, even when I was under 18 trying to buy cigarettes, because it is a hazardous, detrimental, addictive habit that is just nasty, and nobody I know that even smokes even likes that they do. So unless you're above the age of 90 and you just don't care anymore, it is absolutely not something that we are condoning really ever. We all know how bad it is. So now he's raised the smoking age to 21, actually the age to buy them. If it makes it just a little bit more difficult, if it makes it just a little bit harder to buy tobacco, then I am all for it. And it's long past due for California to update the approach to tobacco, especially in California. There's so few places where you can smoke now, where you can smoke in public. It's looked down upon. You can't smoke near doorways or in restaurants or in bars. And I remember when the ban first went on here in Chicago, in bars, people were bitching about it and saying, well, how can they not smoke in a bar where they're drinking? But the fact is, I don't hear anybody bitching about it anymore. And it's much nicer to go into a bar and not have it all full of smoke. Or if you remember when you were flying and the smoking section was in the back of the plane, and they would say, well, if you sit in the front of the plane, like that mattered. It still was all over the plane. And I still cannot believe that we used to sit in those seats and the little ashtrays would be full. And it was just unbelievable what we didn't know then that we do know now. So we're going to see if this starts to spread across the country. I think that it will. And the regulations on e-cigarettes and such are coming down the pike as well. And in the next story, fatty foods and drowsy days. Men who eat a lot of fatty foods find themselves needing an afternoon nap, a new study suggests. Researchers found that almost 800 men ages 35 to 80, and I want my producers to all hear this, with diets high in fat, reported more problems with daytime sleepiness. The connection is not necessarily explained by body weight, exercise levels, chronic health issues, or the like, but it does, and it's unclear why they say these fatty foods might affect drowsiness. However, so they are suggesting that certain gut neurohormones promote sleepiness, so it's plausible that a high-fat diet could somehow affect daytime drowsiness. And if you're somebody who needs a nap, as I do, and I love to take my naps, but you find that those kinds of foods, I mean, there's even commercials. You see that one guy who ate a real high-fat food, it's for like five-hour energy or something, and he's hiding in the broom closet sleeping, he's hiding in his car sleeping, and you know if you have to make it through and pull an all-dayer, and if you can make it through the day without a nap, shout out to you. But if you have to pull an all-dayer, then eating high-fat foods is a tough way to go. So you might want to look into more high-fiber foods that get your metabolism up and keep your system moving. You want to look at good antioxidant foods, vegetables and fruits and salads and things that will really keep your body moving and burning calories, and good proteins, good sources of protein, chicken and fish, because they also help to keep your metabolism up and keep you thinking more clearly. So that's some good advice. And if you find yourself really tired during the day, don't try those energy drinks because, you know, they're so bad for you. They're full of chemicals. So just try and eat a little bit healthier. See if taking a multivitamin will help you and see if you can really make it through the day. And I applaud you if you can, but look at the food you're eating. That may have something to do with it. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.